The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, brand new week of What's On Your Mind, and we ask the question because we want to know. It's the name of the show because we want to know. Give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to get right to it today because we don't have a lot of time to find out what's on your mind. We're going to have the first of our debate series coming up. We have 7 weeks by my count, 7 Tuesdays from now, we're going to go to the polls, all right? And think of that. Tomorrow's a Tuesday and 7 more, and boom, it's election day. And we're hearing from a lot of our listeners about, you know, I'm kind of confused about what the facts are of this particular measure or this particular campaign or candidacy. And we are here to serve you. So we're going to light up a debate series and get on a regular schedule between now and election day. We'll also archive all these so they're podcast and available at your convenience when you want to listen to them. And just so you know how the debates work, when we invite folks from each side of a particular issue on, I'm a moderator. All right? And that's a little different. So I'm the moderator, and Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire radio god, he's the moderator police. So that means, as usual, his job is to throw the buzzer, throw the flag. We would throw the flag, wouldn't we? Kind of like that that awful call in the Vikings game yesterday when they're throwing the call. The reason the Vikings lost was that call, wasn't it, Todd? Pretty sure it was. Maybe not. Yeah.
You're starting to sound like Phil Parker here.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a little inside baseball there because Phil's getting some grief. But anyway, if the radio version of throwing a flag is this, it's the buzzer. And
so we're throwing your Fargo and your Tioga radio stations at this, then, if we're throwing the flag, right?
Oh, wait, maybe not. Different flag, penalty flag. That's different than the radio stations, the flag. Anyway, so I'll be the moderator in the debate, and Todd will be the moderator police. And as usual, his job will just be to keep me in line. So that buzzer goes off whenever I say the name of the current president. Because what do we try to do, Todd? How did that exactly start anyway? Because it's a good day if we don't mention his name. Is that the deal? I forget how we started that.
Yes.
We're just sort of waiting him out, right? I mean, it's just like
you can't say the name. That's the deal.
Yeah. So if I say the name, then Todd, and it's not that we can't talk about
what name.
It isn't like we can't talk about the presidency. Right?
Right.
But when I actually say Barack Obama, then this happens. But I am going to try.
I can't even stop it now.
Anyway, so during the debate series, and today we're doing the Shared Parenting Initiative at the bottom of the hour, both sides of the issue, I am a moderator. Now, that doesn't mean I've been neutered from giving my opinions, to use a veterinarian term. It simply means that during the debate, I really want to hear from both sides and let you hear from both sides without you hearing my opinions. We have plenty of time for me to give my opinions. I am a radio talk show host by birth. Therefore, I'll give my opinions at some point. I just don't want to do it during the debate because then it's sort of unfair. Then it's like I'm joining one side or the other and putting my hand on the thumb. I don't want to do that. So if I do, you'll hear the buzzer. Okay, that's the plan. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here today. Ron is joining us every other Monday on issues that are in the news related to oil and gas industry, and we'll be talking about a number of things, including a crude by rail study and a few other things that we'll be chatting about with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program today. But I always encourage folks that do have questions or comments, that's a great opportunity to ask literally one of the industry's most foremost experts about anything. And, there's a fair amount of critics about oil and gas development, but it's funny, when Ron comes on the program, we never hear from them. I think that tells us that their criticism is, a bit thin, maybe. And when an expert is on and they have an opportunity to challenge them, you just don't hear about, well, why they're flaring? Oh, what about the spills? I mean, all that stuff. Look, there's challenges. I'm not minimizing anything. There's accidents. Accidents are going to happen. When you have an industry this size, they're going to happen. They shouldn't be excused. We ought to learn from them and get to the bottom of them. But I always am amazed how critics love accidents. then the after action, the facts, you know, it's sort of they use them, but they don't ever do anything with them. They just, you know, they don't want to get to the bottom of the problem. They just want to use them to turn us into a Buffalo Commons or something. So anyway, when he's here, ask your questions is what I'm trying to tell you. So all that coming up on the program today. I'm just going to briefly tell you what's on my mind, a couple of really quick things, and one of them has to do with, unfortunately, the guy that the buzzer is going to sound about. So I'll save that one for last. How about that? Because I don't want to. Excuse me. Chris is yelling in my ear, Todd, and it's pretty unusual, isn't it? Does that ever happen?
Usually, when he yells in your ear, we can hear it. He yells at a point where we can hear it, and you don't need a microphone.
Yeah, he said, "Get to some topics." So here's my first topic. Okay.
Don't figure.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
It's a birthday song for the producer of this program.
Aww.
This is my brother Chris, who's the producer. He's the guy in charge of yelling at me. Todd just plays buzzers when I'm going off rails, but Chris actually you know, yells in my ear. Yeah. And anyway, he is, what, 38 today? 38, Chris, you can go on mic now with this. You don't have to yell in my ear. Just tell us how old you are today. Chris was born September 22nd, 1976. By my math, it makes him 38.
I just yell back at you.
Yeah, is that how it is? Yeah, okay.
Well, Scott, if he doesn't yell in your ear, this show goes so far off the track.
Yeah, good
point.
He's
the guy that
yeah.
keeps it on the track. So
he keeps me off the rabbit trails, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Get to some topics. Anyway, the first topic is it's Chris's birthday. I remember like it was yesterday, 38 years ago, when I was charged with holding Chris as we drove home from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to our home in Montevideo, Minnesota.
And you thought by now you'd be able to let him go.
And do you know, yeah, good line. Do you know that that probably would put me in jail today if it hadn't happened 38 years ago? Because I'm not even sure we had a car seat in the car.
Oh, my God. Were you really?
I don't know that we did.
You can't even take a kid home without a proven car seat.
Anymore. Because I remember
when inspected.
Our daughter Haley was born, and Haley would be 11 or 12 now. I should know this. Anyway, Haley was 11 in July. And Haley in May. What am I saying? Oh, my gosh. Forgetting my kids' birthdays. Alex is July. Haley's May. Anyway, so just 11 short years ago, we bring Haley from the hospital. And the nurse has to come down and make sure that they are, you know, secured in the car. Now, meanwhile, 38 years ago, when we brought Chris home from the hospital, see, I was born in 64. He was in 76. So I'm the oldest. He's the youngest. So I'm big brother. I get to bring him, and I literally hold him, coming home from the hospital. Because my mom doctored in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, because she lost two babies before me. And then, of course, me and two sisters in between Chris and I. So six children in all. She doctored there just because they'd helped her, you know, through some very difficult pregnancies. So anyway, you know, that's where we doctored. And I remember bringing him. I remember I could not sleep the night before he was born. We were staying at the Howard Johnson's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I can remember that. And when I finally did fall asleep, it felt like 30 seconds of sleep before we got up to go to the hospital and he was born. So it was pretty cool. So this is a long way of saying, Chris, happy birthday. And I can't believe how quick those 38 years went. And despite the fact I yell at you every once in a while, I do love you. So just so you know. So that's topic number one. Topic two is, who do you want us to host in the way of debates? And by the way, Chris, he gets the lion's share of this work because he'll line up the debates you want. Simple as that. We're going to do a shared parenting debate in a little bit. We have a question on our Facebook page about this. Who do you want us to host the debate with? We'll be extending invitations that you suggest to the campaigns of the candidates and also the campaigns of the measures that you want to hear from. So if we don't get a suggestion from a listener about a particular campaign, political race, or a measure that you want debated, then we're not gonna add it because we're just gonna feel like it's not important enough. So whatever it is you think deserves focus on a statewide radio platform in the way of a debate, whatever races you're wrestling with, and I don't know which way to go, whatever, then you let us know. Here's how you do that: 800-228-0550. Okay, 800-228-0550, 701-258. 1-800-520-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? That's how you do it. Now, couple other quick things that are on my mind, and then I really want to find out what's on your mind. One, the Eddy County Sheriff. Have you followed this story at all, Todd, of this? I know we talked about it briefly when the charges were filed, but the Eddy County Sheriff, whose name I have a terrible time pronouncing, so I'm just going to call him Eddy County Sheriff at this point, was cleared. He was charged with child abuse, and the trial wrapped up recently in New Rockford, North Dakota. It took jurors 35 minutes. I mean, they didn't even have the time for a ham sandwich and a little refreshment, as they usually get when they start their proceedings. 35 minutes they exonerated this guy. The jurors are speaking out. This is, in my view, a case where who should have been on trial is Child Services and Eddy County Human Services, because or the state or whoever. We've got to get to the bottom of this. But the media never spend the same amount of time when they talk about somebody being charged as they do when they've been cleared. Why is that? We're going to invite him on the program, but I wanted to ask that question. Your comments when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm 27. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. When you call, you have two options. You can press 1, which allows you to get up on a soapbox and just say whatever you want to say. You can press 2 and chat with Todd and I on the air. Ray in Mandan prefers the soapbox. He called during the break.
Yeah, Mr. Scott, what's on your mind? What's on my mind? Well, Mr. Scott, are you safe now with your energy security and your NSA and your Patriot Act and your Homeland Security Agency? Are you safe now, Mr. Scott? What a bunch of hypocrites of propaganda. The fear monsters are out. The fear zombies are out on the public air, media, news, on the radio. Oh, no, ISIS is going to get us. Al-Qaeda is going to get us. This group's going to get us. That group's going to get us. Put the fear into the American people so they can go to the UN to declare war on Syria. What a bunch of hypocrites out in full force. Have a nice day.
All right, well, I'm not sure what Ray's opinion is other than there's a load of sarcasm there. Do I feel safe was the question he started with. I don't know what I'm more worried about, Ebola or ISIS. And I see the President of the United States, how'd I do, Todd, over the weekend, I don't know, it was that last week, I take that back. He was at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week, talking about the Ebola break. This is President Barack Obama. Oh, you're slipping. You're slipping! I didn't even hear a buzzer. Did you hear a buzzer? Anyway, I'll try again. This is the President of the United States, Barack Obama, who said the following. All right, Todd's getting our guests ready. I'll quit giving him a bad time here. He said, faced with this outbreak, the world is looking to us, the United States, and it's a responsibility that we embrace. We're prepared to take leadership on this to provide the kinds of capabilities that only America has and to mobilize the world in ways that only America can do. That's what we're doing as we speak. Wow. So this, folks, is the President of the United States making the case for sending ground troops to Ebola to be the disease police. Now, what I ask you to do as I read this quote again from him is to say, isn't this exactly why we ought to be taking on ISIS? And I think the caller is making a fair point on the confusion over the rebels. Who are wearing white hats and who are wearing black hats? Now, we've picked the rebels who initially were picking to be the opposition to the Assad regime in Syria. Now we're picking them to take on ISIS. They're telling us that they're trying to do both. Well, they're clearly not doing it well because they're losing ground to ISIS. So what we're doing in arming the rebels, which is the best of a bad situation now in my view, because this is our job. And it's a job that only America can do in my view. I'm going to agree with Barack Obama. I'm going to agree that faced with this, I'll change the word from outbreak to threat. The world is looking to us. And to Ray's point, if you don't think ISIS is a threat, I wonder if they'd have pulled that thing off in Australia, or I'd wonder if Ray, had a family member that happened to be a journalist that's been beheaded on TV by these guys, if you'd think differently. And I wonder if you actually just think what they're saying, they don't plan to back up, they just talk, when they say that a confrontation with the United States will be inevitable. When you see a group of people who have a goal for an Islamic State, which means if we don't agree with you, we behead you. And we want a place where we can do that all day long. If that's not a threat to you, Ray and Mandan, what is a threat? What is a threat? Now our choice is, okay, so the threat to me has been established, right? It's real. Do you want to fight him there or do you want to fight him here? Because under Ray's plan of, this is a bunch of fear-mongering and it's no big deal, okay, they just keep doing what they're doing. And eventually they get here. That's what Australia was about. Now, if you think I'm a fearmonger, and by the way, I don't do propaganda. I don't read anybody's talking points. I'm just telling you what I feel. And I welcome you telling me how you feel differently. Please do. That's why I give the telephone numbers the first thing we do every day. We've got a 24/7 line here. A 24/7 line. For you to weigh in on anything you want to weigh in on. 800-228-0550 during the show. Outside the show, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You press extension 1, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can leave your comment on any issue. All right? You know my opinion is I want yours. And I agree with the president. We are faced with he called it an outbreak. He's talking about Ebola. I'm talking about ISIS. We need to do it. Let's go to the next call.
Good morning, Scott. They had a program on Channel 13 about Roosevelt. And during the Roosevelt years, there were some who hated him so bad they could not use his name. So they referred to him as that man in the White House. So I think that would be appropriate now. Instead of saying, you know, the president's name, we could say that man in the White House. You know, that would work. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Yeah, maybe we'll go that route. And by the way, I saw a part of the PBS Teddy Roosevelt thing. I liked what I saw. Randy in Jamestown, what's on your mind? I'm not hearing Randy in Jamestown.
Oh, sorry Nathan. About that, Scott. Didn't realize you were talking to me.
I am.
Morning
you're up.
To you there, sir.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a great time. With Mark, the Freedom Poet, here in Jamestown a little while ago.
Well, good. Yeah, Mark was in Tioga on Saturday too. The Freedom Poet is crisscrossing the state, so thank you for that.
Excellent. But my comment was, you know, thinking back on my Sunday school lessons of, you know, in the Old Testament, whenever Israel would go to war. I believe they always took the war to them. You know, they sent in spies to various countries and to like the CIA and the intel, and they'd come back to like King David and they'd say, this is happening. So they would always go to that country and destroy them before they came to Israel. And on the occasions where they didn't win the war is when like the Syrians or whoever it was came in and destroyed Israel. You know, and I could be mistaken, but
yeah. So, but I think your point, Randy, is you're saying that there's and that's why I said we have two choices, right? Fight them there or fight them. I think I hear you saying take a page out of Israel's book and fight them wherever they're at.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to study out, but I'm quite positive that's how Israel did it. They always
take it to them. Yeah,
you know, well, and they survived.
Good points, Randy. I'd like to see us do that as well.
I posted it on your Facebook because I couldn't get in that one
great
day, but
appreciate it, Randy. Thanks for calling. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City, 1204 4th Avenue Northeast. If you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Stafford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Heard myself for a second. That was a little weird. We're going to get Wayne and Watford here, and then we are going to do our first in a series of debates leading up to Election Day. Today's discussion concerns measure number 6, the Shared Parenting Initiative. We have guests on both sides of that issue, so stay tuned. But first, Wayne and Watford wanted to weigh in on our topic from the open phone segment. Wayne, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of got a feeling our priorities are messed up. We have a couple American journalists and another country's journalist beheaded on video, and we send bombers over and start dropping bombs on these people. But yet the direct spokesman of our president of the United States, which is an ambassador, was murdered, and all we get is a cover-up and no answers. Two plus years into it. What's going on here? It's horrible what would happen to these journalists, but why didn't we take this stance and initiative 2 years ago when the direct spokesman for the President of the United States to another nation was murdered? It's like it's upside down. It's total chaos. It makes no sense.
No, it's a fair point. And meanwhile, the president's not talking about Benghazi. He's not talking about the beheadings. What he's saying, again, I quote, faced with this outbreak, the world is looking to us, the United States, and it's a responsibility that we embrace. We're prepared to take leadership on this to provide the kinds of capabilities that only America has and to mobilize the world in ways that only America can do. That's what we're doing as we speak. Now, unfortunately, he's talking about Ebola and sending ground troops to West Africa to build clinics, not talking about what happened to our ambassador and the other heroes in Benghazi, Libya, not talking about what's happening to Americans that are being beheaded as a result of this or the other threats that come from ISIS. That's not worthy of America doing what we do. And mobilizing, as only America can do, but Ebola is. That's what confuses me, Wayne.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not putting any lesser view on those journalists because they go out there knowing what they're doing is dangerous, and they're just as much as a hero as those men standing on top defending our embassy.
Sure.
They understand the dangers. But, I mean, if you want to look at the whole scope, we have a bunch of South American children that have been scattered across this country coming in with diseases that have all but been eradicated from the United States. And now there's quiet talk. My wife is in the health industry, in the surgery, in hospitals. There's talk within the hospitals that diseases are now coming back and there's going to be explosions of them. Because we haven't had them, and they're shuttling them in and scattering them across the country. It's almost like they're trying to cause
an emergency epidemic in our country. It makes no sense. Yeah, let's go get a bunch of our soldiers with Ebola and bring them back and let them walk through the general public.
It is insane, Wayne, and I appreciate the call. What's really bugging me is that is endorsed and being, you know, far better than endorsed. The president's a cheerleader on it and how it's what America does. And meanwhile, we've got evil on par with Hitler. In my view, I don't know how you say it's anything, but when you're running around beheading people, how's that different than rounding them up, putting them in gas chambers? And that's not a threat worthy of it. And everybody's yawning in the national media. I don't get it. So I'm with you completely. We have other calls. We'll get to you after our debate. In fact, a call from Daniel in Lake Park called during the break about Obamacare. Obamacare is self-destructing in Minnesota right now. Huge national story we need to get to as well, but we'll have to save that and the other issues for another time, because it is time to talk about the first in a series of debates about items that will be on the ballot come just 7 Tuesdays from now, folks. Unbelievable. Today our focus is Measure 6, the shared parenting measure, and our guests on this include the attorney Kristen Overbow and a child psychologist, Scott Bennett, both proponents of the North Dakota Shared Parenting Initiative, along with Paul Schauer, who is the chair of Keeping Kids First, as well as attorney Bethany Temple, who are both opposed and advocating a no vote on measure number 6. Appreciate you all being here. We have some folks on the phone. We have some folks in studio. So what I'll do is just ask for you by name so we can kind of keep this go. I also want you to know that I'm moderating this, so I'm going to try and make sure we have both sides heard from here and balanced as best we can. We welcome calls on this. We'll give precedence to calls and questions from our audience at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's start with the proponents, because you're the reason this is on the ballot. You're advocating in favor of it, a yes vote. And so if you don't mind, we'll start, Kristen, with you as an attorney on why Measure 6 is necessary. If you could give it to me in about a minute, that'd be great.
Well, in my opinion, Measure 6 is actually going to be great for families in North Dakota. Essentially what it does is it creates a presumption that both mom and dad are fit to have equal parenting time, equal rights, make all the decisions regarding their children together. And this doesn't mean that it always has to be that way, because it also gives the court the right to depart from an equal parenting time schedule. The way the law stands right now is there are 14 factors under the North Dakota Century Code. It allows a judge to determine, based on those 14 factors, who's a better parent. It provides for endless allegations against each parent. It ends up, people accrue exorbitant legal fees, thousands and thousands of dollars, just to be able to have time with their children. It allows the court to scrutinize every single detail of every parent's life and whether or not they're a good parent, because of, whether they, decide to use one method of parenting over another. Basically, the way the statute stands right now, it's considered the best interest of the child. It's very vague. It's very out there. It means whatever the judge wants it to mean.
Okay. All right, I got it. I'm going to keep moving here because we went about a minute and a half there, and I'll give you the same time frame if you don't mind, Scott. Scott Bennett is a child psychologist. What does it fix? From the perspective of the child, Scott, what would measure number 6 fix?
Well, as Kristen was articulating there, I think what it does is it starts to set the standards for what should happen after a divorce, and so that the policies are not left so much up to the biases or personalities of the judges, but to have a standard in place that kind of puts men and women on equal footing when it comes to parenting, in this case specifically post a divorce. But I think what I'm trying to advocate here is, I don't know the specifics of legislation or how to write it. I'm a child and family psychologist. But I think what I'm trying to advocate for here is that, men and women be given equal footing in the workplace, and by parallel to that, then men and women be given equal footing in the home and in the responsibility of raising the children.
You went a little short, so I'll just do a follow-up question here for you. From the perspective of a child psychologist, the current system, is it tough on kids? Is it too tough on kids? Is that one of the reasons you think we need a fix here?
Yeah, I think it's pretty dysfunctional. I work with courts all the time. I would say personally, I'm a divorced father, and I do have custody of my children. I felt like I was fairly treated in the court process, but I think that oftentimes that's not the case. And even in cases like mine where I did feel like I was listened to appropriately and my children were listened to, it, you know, still $70,000 later before we got through the process. And I think that's not necessary. That process can be streamlined and made much more efficient and much more consistent from one judge to the next.
And I assume, Kristen, you spend time in front of judges as an attorney. Is the system biased? Are the judges more often than not biased towards the mother, I guess, in your case, since I assume this is one of the reasons that you see the mothers automatically, get the benefit of the doubt in these cases?
You know, most of the time, yeah, I guess you do see that more often than not. You see the mother, but the problem is that it can happen to both. It can be taken away from mom or dad. It just, the real problem is that the way the law stands now is that it takes the responsibility away from the parents and puts it with a stranger in a black robe who meets these people one time. The initiative would actually require the parents to work it out themselves.
Got it. Okay. So, and let's talk about that. I mean, let's go to the other side of this now. In opposition to the case, are Paul Schauer, who's the chair of Keeping Kids First, and attorney Bethany Temple. Paul, I'll have time for your opening statement here. Talk about why you oppose this. What worries you about Measure 6 and what it would do?
Oppose this measure because we think the state should keep the kids' interests first. And the state spells out the factors that are in the best interest of the child that they consider, and we think that should always be at the forefront, and that there really isn't a way to say right up front, this will be our presumption that moms and dads will share the time, even without factoring in what's in the best interest of the child. That's our main concern. What is in the best interest of the child? And there are the factors here, and you know, you can say, well, it's maybe a little capricious here and there, but they're there. And they work. Now, we would also say that, boy, this opens up a whole can of worms and a number of other things, because it does allow then for parents to fight, if you will, over custody or parenting time based on the fitness of the parent, which fitness isn't defined in the measure, which may make things even worse than they are now as far as divorce trials go. I also am a divorced father. My kids lived with me. This is just a very interesting thing to be looking at. I think it also opens up the possibility that all of those situations that have been settled right now can be retried. That would clog the courts, for one.
Would that be a bad thing?
Before we get to the debate here, I want to hear from everybody. Attorney Bethany Temple also is in opposition to Measure 6. Bethany, about 45 seconds to tell us why.
Thank you very much. First, I'd like to go on record as saying there's nothing about Kids First that opposes a shared parenting plan. The problem with this current one is that it mandates or begins with the presumption that must be overcome by every single party that 50-50 is not appropriate for their family, rather than focusing on the positives or what would be best for the children. The other part of this is a retroactive approach. The courts have long said that the children need some stability after a long litigation, and to reopen retroactively and apply a different law for cases that have been closed some 15, 16, 17 years creates not only a backlog but turmoil in the lives of families and children.
Coming up on the debate. Hang on, folks. Stay tuned.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We'll be live in Dickinson tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual conference. I believe they're at maximum capacity for that thing, so not sure you can even get a seat if you want one anymore, but we'll be there for you on your behalf. And by the way, if you want to find out more about the 60,000 jobs or the $30 billion in economic impact or the national energy security efforts for more oil and gas production that are being done, NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource. Also want to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. And they have some used sprayers right now that are some great deals that are going on that you might want to check out. HighPlainsApache.com, great website, and because you'll get a couple of things. One, you can check out all the new and used sprayers they have. I mean, they are the Apache sprayer dealer for the High Plains. They are. That's why they're called High Plains Apache. And Apache Sprayer is a great product. I mean, go there and check out some of the testimonials from growers. You don't need to take my word for it or Todd's word for it. Just talk to somebody that owns an Apache Sprayer and you'll get it. And they have that new ET Egg Center now, too, where you can get 50,000 parts right when you walk in the door. You stop in right across. Maybe you're going to eat a bonanza today off Main there in Mandan. Well, then come on over and see the folks right across Maine at High Plains Apache on courtside there, and see for yourself. 50,000 parts in stock. I mean, if you need it, chances are they have it, not only for an Apache sprayer, any of them. Okay, so it's a great deal. Online at HighPlainsApache.com. They're in Frontier as well as Mandan. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you, okay? All right, back to our debate on measure number 6, and this is going to carry over into the next hour. We have Bob in Grafton. We have Mitch in Park River that want to weigh in on it. We'll get to you in a moment. Just want to finish because I did have to cut off Bethany before the break. Bethany, anything quickly you wanted to add, and then we'll get to the debate part of this?
Yes, there's two more points that I think are really critical for people to understand that are the elephants in the room. The first one of those is child support. If the court has a presumption that 50-50 is appropriate, then and there's no enforcement that requires each parent to exercise 50% of their parenting time, oftentimes you'll end up with a parent who's bearing the bulk of the financial obligation without having the financial support in order to make that happen. This seems to be a backdoor approach to trying to get child support changed, where that may be the statute that some of these supporters need to focus. The other part of this is really an out-of-state run thing. You've got supporters from all over the country who are coming in trying to adjust North Dakota voters without knowing what our law is. With our mediation program and all of the things that have gone into effect since 2010, our system works, and our system works very, very well.
All right, and let's do this. Kristen, I want to give you a chance to respond because I heard you earlier start to respond, so let's go ahead and start the response here. We've heard now from the folks that support this, that put it on the ballot, measure number 6, the Shared Parenting Initiative, and you've heard from the opponents. We're going to go to the calls and other questions on things that have come up, but Kristen, I'll start with you because I heard you want to respond to, I heard you trying to respond to something earlier. Go ahead.
I'm not quite sure what I was responding to earlier, but in response to what Bethany is discussing with the child support. I think looking at the actual child support aspect of it is bringing it back to the parents. It's not looking at the best interest of the children. It's looking at who's going to have to pay more, who might have to go out and get a job, who might, you know, be required to pay for both households. You know, I don't see child support as being what's actually looking at the best interest of the child. I mean, right now, the way the statute is worded, the courts can scrutinize the love towards your children between the parents. The courts can scrutinize your morality. The courts can scrutinize whether or not you have the ability to provide. Those are all things that they're... You know, each judge is going to have a different opinion on.
All right. I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to get to the callers. And by the way, you're hearing again, that was Kristen Overbow. She's an attorney. Child psychologist Scott Bennett here, both proponents of the North Dakota Measure 6 Shared Parent Initiative. And also Paul Schauer, who is the chair of Keeping Kids First out of Bismarck, and attorney Bethany Temple, both opposed to it. Calls on all sides welcome, emails too, and we're getting them. 800-228-0550 to call. And by the way, when you call, press 1 just to leave your question. Press 2 to hold and talk with a guest live. Bob in Grafton, go ahead, Bob.
Hi, this is a really good debate, and it's a very difficult one. There's a lot of aspects to this. I'm glad we're having this. I have two questions. You know, I believe that, a child needs both parents for the growth. It was God's plan from the beginning. So, and the child support issue, that's a very good point. That's a very good question. One parent may not be able to afford what's necessary for the 50-50, and then it leaves all the pressure on the other parent for the monetary, support of the child, which could cause problems between the two parents. However, it is a factor, but to my questions now, the fact that the out-of-state people are involved in this, that concerns me because that leads me to my second question. But my first question is, what protections are there in this measure for the children when and if one parent could be unsuitable is there supervised visits that could be, incorporated? What's the deal on the protection for the child? And the second question is, with the out-of-stater issue, is there anything in this measure that can be construed in the future or later twisted in the future to benefit same-sex couples, which I completely disagree with the development of a child?
All right. Those are questions we'll give each of our guests a chance to answer on the other side of the break. And it sounds like we'll start with the proponents of it, because you're raising some objections to it. We'll do that when we come back, and then get to other calls as well on What's on Your Mind, the first of our debate series. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.